Welcome to the Engendered Love Podcast, The Way to Peace, Episode 5. I'm your host, Elizabeth Catherine. I'm a fine artist and a hypnotherapist, and you can find out more about me and my work at elizabethcatherine.com. As she moved through the silent forest of new beginnings, she saw every thought riding on the breath around her, so clear as if she could grasp them. And the more she focused on them, the bigger they became. Law of attraction, power of intention. Think good thoughts and good things will happen. You are what you eat. I'm guessing some of these sound familiar. In the past few years, a lot's been written about these concepts, and I won't go too far into detail where others have so masterfully gone before me. But I will tell you that for myself, Wayne Dyer's The Power of Intention was absolutely life-changing. And if you haven't already found it, go find that book, whichever one it is for you, that changes everything for you as far as law of attraction goes. I haven't myself done a whole lot of reading on the subject beyond Wayne Dyer, but I do have a lot of personal experience with it. And in my experience, the law of attraction is not manifesting. You can't simply think very hard about something and make it happen. I mean, there may very well be like a select few people who can say or think, I want $1 million, and then just sit on the couch, grab the remote, and wait for the check to come in the mail. But for the lot of us who have certain limitations in our minds, we usually need some space to create. Using the law of attraction to bring things into your life is embarking on a symbiotic relationship with the universe. The universe being the everything, the part within us all that is connected to everything. So really, you're just evoking the dormant power within yourself to connect to all that ever was, is, and will be. And then you're setting a goal. And when you're hyper-focused on your goal, knowing and trusting that the path will open up in front of you, the whole world is accessible. And when you focus with this intent, the universe responds by opening doors. Opportunities will arise. People will show up. Signs in the forms of feelings, license plates, or animals will appear. You'll begin to notice that things that lead you to your goal that you never noticed before. Your focus, your response from the universe, and your willingness to receive guidance and act on it will effortlessly lead you to your goal. When we work as a collective toward one goal, our power quantifies by a multiple greater than the number of people working together. In other words, two minds are greater than two minds. They are at least as great as four minds. And don't ask me for the science on that, because I don't have it, but I've seen it in my life. And I've also heard it repeated many times by authors that I greatly respect, that just one soul that is fully aligned with love counteracts 1 million who are not. And when you're working towards a goal that is in harmony with love and pure in desire to create something positive in the world, the response of the universe is tenfold at the very least. And studies have shown that while under hypnosis, the brain is more readily able to focus and make decisions without questioning why as much. We enter a suggestible state, which makes it easier for our minds to accept ideas which we wish to incorporate into our lives. For example, a person wishing to eat healthier foods is creating a new pathways to enjoy eating fruits and vegetables over fats and carbohydrates. A person who wishes to stop smoking will create a pathway to find the habit off-putting. I like to use hypnosis to create new pathways in our minds that align with a vision of a new earth, one that's right here, where our same beloved planet stands, but changed. It's filled with love and respect for all the beings with whom we share it. The vision I hold is one of a pure earth. And assuming all the above is true, how many of us living with that goal in mind would it take to truly change the world? Don't you think it's worth a try? I, for one, am so tired of feeling helpless about the world's inequality and ruthlessness. I'm ready to take action. It is possible to live in heaven here on earth. Heaven is a state of mind. And the longer you are able to hold the vision of heaven on earth, the easier it becomes to remember that feeling again each time you slip away. I want you to try this exercise. Go for a walk or to the store, or to the park, or the woods, or somewhere with little distraction with the intention of doing this exercise. I find it easiest in nature. And just try to imagine the world around you as a perfect utopia. Imagine everything working in harmony and all beings respecting each other, from the animals to the trees. The insects are even loved and honored. Really love the earth. And when you notice that things are out of place, just practice not having an emotional response to it. Just try doing this every other day, or even try doing this at the same place every time and see if you begin to notice anything special. If the earth seems to respond to your love, it may even talk back to you in the language of love. If we can just see the world around us as perfect, omit the faults, and focus on the goal of a perfect world, I have total faith that avenues will open up for us. If we can manage to change the way we see the world, we'll make the natural transition to taking better care of the world around us. It will feel effortless. Where there is love, there is no effort. Mata Amritanandamayi. The more we live in this place of love and alignment, the more people we will be able to affect. Others will begin to notice the loving way in which you live and will start to seek that out for themselves, and on and on. And this is how we change the world. One person at a time, one good thought at a time, one day at a time. Keep choosing love every day. In the next episode, we'll explore the law of attraction through hypnosis. Join us and then keep joining us as we explore more ways to make our world a world of love. I wish you all a good day or a good evening. And I just ask that wherever you are, whatever you do today or tomorrow, you do your best to show someone a little extra love.